This is BBC Radio 4. Now here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday, the 13th of June. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar. The general synopsis at 1800. Low north of Faroes, 999. Expected Scandinavia, 1002 by 1800 on Saturday. Low Trafalgar, 1015, slow moving with little change by the same time. High Fitzroy, 1029, dissipating. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, southwesterly becoming cyclonic 3 or 4, occasionally 5 except in North Utsira, becoming northwesterly 5 or 6 later, rain, good, occasionally moderate. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Southwest, veering northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, except in Cromarty. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, west, 5 to 7, veering northwest, 5 or 6, showers, good. Fisher, German Bight, Humber. West, veering northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7, except in Fisher. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Thames, Dover, Wight. West, veering northwest, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4, except in Thames, fair, good. Portland, Plymouth. West, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Portland, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northeast, 3 to 5 in Plymouth. Fog patches at first, good, occasionally very poor at first. Biscay, east or northeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first. Fog patches in north, good, occasionally very poor in north. Trafalgar, South Fitzroy. Cyclonic 3 to 5, but easterly 6 to gale 8 at first in far southeast Trafalgar. Thundery showers, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. North Fitzroy, Sole. Variable 2 to 4 at first in Sole, otherwise easterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Fitzroy, drizzle. Fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Lundy, Fastnet, west 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in Lundy, becoming variable 2 to 4, then east 3 to 5 in Fastnet, fair, good. Irish Sea, west 5 to 7, veering northwest 3 to 5, showers, good. Shannon, west 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeast 3 to 5, drizzle, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Rockall, Malin, west 5 to 7, veering northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in Rockall, showers, good. Hebrides, Bailey, northwest 5 to 7, veering northeast 4 or 5, decreasing 2 to 4 in Bailey, rain, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, Faroes. Cyclonic becoming north, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Faroes. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland, northeasterly 5 to 7, becoming variable 4 or less. Rain, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, west by north 5, 6 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Stornoway, west by south 4, recent rain, 19 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest by west 4, recent precipitation, 12 miles, 1003, steady. Wick Automatic, west by south 3, recent drizzle, 15 miles, 1005, falling slowly. Aberdeen, southwest 3, 5 miles, 1008, now falling. Lucas, southwest by west 4, slight rain, 7 miles, 1010, now falling. Boomer, south by west 2, recent drizzle, 24 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Bridlington, west by south 4, 1015, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. Southwest by west 6, 2 miles, 1020. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. West by south 6, 1 mile, 1023. St. Catherine's Point Automatic. West by south 5, 1023, rising slowly. Jersey, west 4, rain 100 metres, 1027, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. West by south 5, 1026. Scilly Automatic. West by south 4, heavy drizzle 1 mile, 1027, now falling. Milford Haven, west by north 3, 5 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Aberporth, west southwest 4, 6 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Valley, west by south 4, 12 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west 7, mist 4 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Valentia, west northwest 2, 8 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west southwest 5, 16 miles, 1018, now falling. Malin Head, west by south 7, 5 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Macrihanish Automatic. West 6, rain 5 miles, 1015, rising slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, low pressure to the north of Scotland will move away southeast into Scandinavia during Saturday, as high pressure will move north from Biscay into the Celtic Sea with the strong westerly winds veering northwesterly and easing off. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, veering northwesterly 4 or 5, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick upon Tweed, southwesterly 5 to 7, veering northwesterly 4 or 5, showers, occasional rain in north, good, occasionally moderate in north. Berwick upon Tweed to Whitby, southwest, veering northwest 4 to 6, showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or southwest, veering northwest later 4 to 6, showers, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly later 4 to 6, showers later in north, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bell, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, veering northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 near North Foreland, fair, good. Selsey Bell to Lyme Regis, west or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering northwest 3 or 4 later, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west 4 or 5, becoming variable, then northeast later 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle at first in west, good occasionally poor. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in Bristol Channel. Occasional drizzle at first in south, good, occasionally poor at first in south. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Westerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north, backing southwesterly 3 or 4, veering northwesterly 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West 5 to 7, veering northwest 4 or 5. Showers, mainly in north, good. Isle of Man, west 5 or 6, decreasing west or northwest 3 to 5 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, west or southwest 5 to 7, veering northwest 3 to 5, showers, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, westerly 5 or 6, veering northwesterly 3 to 5, showers, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Merchant Point, west 6 or 7, veering northwest 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Merchant Point to Cape Wrath, west 5 or 6, veering north or northwest 3 or 4, rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. And finally, Shetland Isles, west or southwest, veering northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then north 5 or 6 later, rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin and brings things to an end here on BBC Radio 4 for today. Thank you so much for your company. My name is Vijay Alice. Have a peaceful night.
This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. Toronto erupts as co-hosts Canada secure their first point in men's World Cup history, drawing 1-1 with Bosnia after a musical opening ceremony.
A sea of Canadian fans, just a sea of red walking down this street. And when Canada scored that tying goal, you could hear the cheer. There was no doubt what happened.
Elon Musk becomes the world's first trillionaire as SpaceX shares soar on their stock market debut. Talk in both Washington and Tehran of an imminent deal to end the US-Iran war. The art world mourns David Hockney.
What I quite liked about doing it was the perversity of painting something that lasts for 1 second. But it took me 7 days' work to paint the splash itself.
And Doobie Scoot Canoe and other misheard song lyrics.
BBC News with Chris Berrow. Elon Musk has become the world's first trillionaire after his company SpaceX debuted on the Nasdaq stock market in New York. Shares closed almost 20% above their initial offer price, valuing the rocket, satellite and AI firm at more than $2 trillion. It makes it one of America's biggest companies by market value. Elon Musk explained his ambitions.
While the other aerospace companies, they build good rockets and everything, they were simply not pursuing the technology that's necessary to make life multiplanetary, to make Star Trek, to make the exciting science fiction futures that we've read about real.
There are growing signs that a deal to end the war between the United States and Iran is getting close. The Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said the agreement would be signed remotely by both sides when the final step